This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Cruise in style in a Toyota Camry. With available all-wheel drive and multiple driving modes, you can accomplish anything. Experience cutting-edge available tech like a multimedia touchscreen and wireless connectivity complemented by the reliability of Toyota Safety Sense. It's no wonder the Camry has been the best-selling car in America for over two decades.
Or check out a new Corolla and define your style with a model for everyone, from the sleek and affordable sedan to the super efficient hybrid and the hip and agile hatchback. There's a Corolla made just for you. Toyota has even introduced their spacious Corolla Cross as a hybrid for when your adventure calls for both maximum capacity and efficiency.
And right now, your local Toyota dealer has vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day.
So don't wait. Buy a new Camry, Corolla, or Corolla Cross today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals, details, and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hello, we are here for More Happier, a podcast where we get more happier. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hi, Grudge.
Today we will talk about fairy rides, family milestones, thrillers, and more.
Yes, but Grudge, before we launch in, we want to send our deepest sympathies to the victims of the terrible earthquake that happened in Turkey and Syria earlier this month.
Yeah, I mean, the devastation has been tremendous. One of Eliza's really good friends from college is from Turkey. So I was looking up, you know, what are the reputable places to donate to? So in case it's useful information for other people, looking at Charity Navigator and some other sites, it looks like CARE, Direct Relief, American Red Cross, and Doctors Without Borders are all reputable organizations if you want to donate to the people affected by the earthquake.
Yeah, and one note, Gretch, is that it's better to send money than items.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everyone emphasizes that money is more flexible, it's more useful, it's just much better. So give money, not stuff.
Yes, the need is so great. But Gretchen, now, should we talk about what is making us more happier?
Yeah.
These days?
Yes. Yes. Elizabeth, what is making you more happier these days?
Well, I, Gretchen, have been loving my deep dive into reading thrillers.
Oh, yeah.
So here's the thing. I've always loved reading thrillers, but now Sarah and I, my writing partner and co-host of Happier in Hollywood, have decided that we want to write a thriller. Mm-hmm. So I'm really just studying the genre. Mm. And I started several weeks ago. I read a novel that was co-written by Greer Hendricks, who's your friend and former editor. And I am friendly with, and I knew she had written some very successful books. So I said, well, let me start there. Started with A Wife Between Us, her book, which I loved.
Yeah.
And then Sarah and I just have gone down this rabbit hole, and we're both mostly listening but also reading thrillers, and we ask listeners to send ideas. So we're following those trails. And what I love is just like feeling like I'm being super productive, but it's also entertaining, and it's like a new obsession, which you know how much we love just getting taken away by something.
Well, it's fun because it's like a billable hour, and yet it's really, really fun.
Exactly. What could be better? You know, it's like the best part about being a writer, right? Is getting to read.
Yeah, like you going on that cruise ship research trip.
Exactly.
Well, and then it's the atmosphere of growth, because this is something you sort of enjoyed as an audience, but now you're looking at it as a creator. And so it must be very different reading thrillers with an eye to, like, what would you do if you were writing one?
Yes. And it's so good creatively to like do something new, which is always good to push yourself in a new direction.
Yeah.
And I don't know where it will lead, but we're really enjoying the whole ride.
Well, it's the atmosphere of growth, which is such an engine of happiness. And often, as probably will happen here, the atmosphere of growth often comes with feelings of frustration and inadequacy. And I don't want to do all this work, but that's part of it. Okay. But so listen, here's my question for you. I know you like to listen to books.
Yeah.
Is it just as possible for you to analyze something while you're listening to it? Like, I would not be able to do that myself. Mm. I would have to look at it. But are you able to do that analysis as you listen?
Well, I can, partly because Sarah and I are often texting each other as we listen to things.
Oh, interesting.
But also a couple of books I have bought the hard copy. So that I can study the pages themselves.
Uh-huh.
So it's a combination for sure.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's really exciting. It's like a whole new creative outlet.
It is. It's super really fun. Exciting. You know, Sarah and I, our motto this year is alt ending Thelma and Louise. I guess maybe we had in our minds like a thriller, you know, an exciting journey.
Yeah.
So we're journeying through this whole thing. So
I love it. That's
I will
so
be
great.
Keeping you posted, as you can imagine.
I cannot wait to read the first draft.
Okay. What about you? What's making you more happier?
Well, speaking of people writing books, something that's making me more happier is all the people who have pre-ordered my book. You know who you are. Huge gold star to you. I so appreciate it. We've talked many times about how pre-orders are so important for the fate of a book because they just build buzz and enthusiasm among booksellers and the media and other readers. And the thing is, my publisher watches these numbers like a hawk. I get a report every week. So it's not like I don't know. And it is so encouraging when people do go ahead and do it. It really means so much to me that people take this step.
Yeah, it's funny, Gretchen, because I know for you how important it is now. Yeah. If there's a book that I know I'm going to buy, I do try to pre-order it just because I know.
Me too.
You know, that it matters. So I'm constantly pre-ordering books.
Yeah. No, I do that too. And it's good because you're just sort of on the record as supporting the person. And it does mean so much to them. So if anybody who hasn't pre-ordered wants to, you can go to happiercast.com/5senses. There's all kinds of retailer links wherever you want to buy from. There's the pre-order bonus. You know, you get the 5 videos that are super fun that I made. That's for people who pre-order. There's an excerpt of the book if you want to check it out. This is surprising to me, Elizabeth. A lot of people have looked at the excerpt.
Oh, that's good.
I don't know why I'm surprised, because I don't know that I'm not surprised. But when I heard that, I was like, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
People want to know about the 5 senses, I guess.
Yeah, right.
That's a good thing.
So that's making me happier.
Yeah, that makes me happier too.
Oh, yes.
All right, coming up, we are going to talk about your new monthly outings. But first, this break.
When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. LinkedIn has a vast network of more than 1 billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else. LinkedIn does all that while making the process easy and intuitive.
I know that when I've been hiring, it's really hard to do. It's really hard to find quality candidates. It's really hard to handle the process. Hiring is easy when you have lots of quality candidates, like with LinkedIn Jobs. It's so easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. We all know that our life and our health can be improved when we eat nourishing, healthy meals, but it can be hard to maintain. With Sunbasket Meal Kits, it's easy because they take care of the details. Sunbasket offers 18 chef-crafted, dietitian-approved recipes each week with options like Mediterranean, carb-conscious, vegetarian, and keto-friendly. The recipes are quick and easy to follow, and you can enjoy a meal full of organic produce and clean ingredients that's ready in 30 minutes or less.
Try mouthwatering Sunbasket dishes like salmon burgers with lemon dill mayo and seared squash, or steaks with chimichurri and harissa roasted sweet potatoes. My son Jack loves salmon, and he loves the Sunbasket salmon burgers. Go to sunbasket.com/happier today to get $45 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/happier to get $45 off your first box plus free shipping.
So, Gretch, I've been meaning to ask, how's that going for you about your monthly outing? So this is something that was on your 23 for 23 list, that you want to do these monthly outings to different neighborhoods in New York.
Yeah, this was mom's suggestion, actually. She was like, you should just pick a neighborhood that you've never been to in New York City and go there and walk around, spend some time, buy a cup of coffee and just see it. And you know how it is where like somebody says something and you're like, you immediately think, this is the greatest idea. I have to do it. And you think, why did I not think of this myself? Because it's so obviously a great idea.
Yeah.
Because living in New York, there are all these places that you, Gowanus, you know, you're just like, what is this Gowanus?
Right.
And you know, they're curious about, or I'll read about it in a book. I remember when I first got to New York City, I was so excited to go to the Lower East Side because I had read all of A Kind Family books. And I was thought, oh, I really want to see that for myself. So there are all these places that I want to visit. But you know, Elizabeth, we talk about this all the time. Something that you can do at any time is often done at no time.
Yes.
And so having it put on my 23 for 23 list, but I've also figured out already, I need to put that afternoon on the calendar. Mm. Like I can't just say, I have all of March to do it. I'll just do it. It has to go on the calendar. I have to make space for it. But this most recent one, so I've been asking friends who like know New York City really well, where should I go? And one said, you should go to Red Hook. And then another friend said, well, if you're going to Red Hook, you should take the ferry. Don't take the subway. The ferry is way more fun. So tell me how to do it. Super easy. Oh, my gosh. This is the greatest thing. I'm like, why do I not take the ferry every single week? It's just very easy. And Elizabeth, you know what it reminded me of? You know how we were talking once about, or many times, about this idea that your house may have a feature that you never use.
Yeah.
Like you never actually sit on the back stoop, or you never light a fire in the fireplace. I'm like, this is a feature of New York City, like the water. New York City is, if you stand in the middle of New York City, you can look from one side to the other and see water on both sides. There's water all around us. But I never avail myself of that. I don't have any water-based even views. It's not even like I go out on the water. I don't even see the water really. So this, I felt like I was tapping into this resource of New York City, this like exciting feature, like a fire pit.
Yeah. So wait, so Red Hook is in Brooklyn. So you went, where did you get the ferry? Where did you take it to?
Right. So I was planning to take the subway. I could have taken the subway. But what I did instead is I took a different subway line to Wall Street. And then at Wall Street, I just walked a couple blocks to Pier 11, which is a pier. And it has like all different lines. And my friend gave me excellent directions, which I really do appreciate. Gold Star drive-by to Julia for giving me such good directions. Bought my ticket, got on. It was only two stops on the ferry. And they really like, they drive the ferry in and it docks and they're like, here we are. And people get off and people get on. And yeah, so it was super simple.
That is wild. Wait, were you inside on the ferry? Because it's cold.
Well, actually it was just by chance. It was an unseasonably warm and sunny day. So I was outside, which was really fun. And it's beautiful. You see this beautiful skyline of downtown Manhattan. I could see the Statue of Liberty, which, you know, I have a special affection for the Statue of Liberty. I've done many little happiers about the Statue of Liberty. Yeah. And then we pull in and then you're right in the water. And so then I just walked around what Red Hook. The one thing about the ferry is it's not like the subway where you don't have to really time the subway. You just wait. It's like, what's going to be like 5-10 minutes. This is like, it comes once an hour or so, maybe like once every 45 minutes. So I did need to pay attention if I didn't want to be there a lot longer than I wanted to be. So that was the one thing, is it just doesn't run as, which makes sense. It's a ferry boat. It's not going to run like a subway. But it was so easy. And so I really, if you come to New York City, it would be a great tourist thing. But I'm like going to tell Eleanor and Eliza, you and your friends should just make sure you take the ferry. Because if you're used to taking the subway, it just feels so easy. You just get on the subway and, you know, listen to a podcast while you're on the subway. But this was just made it so much of a more exciting adventure and more special and memorable. Okay, but here's my question. What is the name for this? Because I've been calling it like the monthly outing or New York City afternoon or neighborhood adventure. Or maybe I should have alliteration like new neighborhood now. But yeah. I think there's got to be a better name for it.
Yes. I don't have one ready, but maybe a listener will have a good name.
Yeah. It's all about the name. Yeah.
What is the name for your monthly outing in New York?
Yes.
That's a good question. So I guess all five boroughs count as New York City.
Oh, 100%. No. Yeah. I mean, now I went to Queens and I went to Brooklyn. So now, I should go to the Bronx. And then I haven't been to Staten Island in a long time. Oh, and I want to go places like Roosevelt Island, which I've never been to. There's all these places.
That's
I'm so excited.
Fun.
I'm keeping a list.
All right. So it's going well. When I said, how's that going? It's going well.
It's going well. Gold Star to Mom. It was her
idea. Okay, Gretchen, what is this week's spotlight on a tool?
Okay, Goodreads. If you're a book lover, there is a lot to do with Goodreads. You can give yourself a reading challenge. You can keep lists of the books you want to read. You can read the reviews of other readers. You can read about authors. You can keep track of the books you've read. I do that there. That's kind of super satisfying. I mean, one of the things you can do is you can follow authors whose work you love so that you get notified when they have something new. That's great if there are people where you might not necessarily hear about the fact that they have something new, but you really want to know. So if people want, they can follow me on Goodreads if they want to sort of be up to date on new stuff that I've created. But there's a lot of interesting tool on Goodreads if you're someone who likes to read.
Okay, I'm on Goodreads, but I never use it. So I need to like get into Goodreads and make it part of my life.
I think it's the kind of thing where the more you use it, the more useful it is.
Yeah. All right, Gretchen, after this break, we're going to talk about a question I have for you related to Eleanor, your daughter. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Gretchen, you know I love to socialize, but I need to do it in a way that's good for me, that doesn't drain my battery. And therapy can really help figure out what works for you, what doesn't work for you, so that you're not just spending out too much of your social energy.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GretchenRubin today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GretchenRubin.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half.
Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions.
We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at dell.com/welcometonow.
Okay, Gretchen, here's my question for you. This week, your daughter, Eleanor, my niece, turned 18.
Yes.
So I have been meaning to ask you, like, what is it like? You now have no minor children.
Yeah.
She's still living there, but she's not a minor.
Yeah. And you know, like many family milestones, it's kind of bittersweet because on the one hand, you know, you're excited and it's growing. But on the other hand, it's sort of the end of an era of family life. And so it's always bittersweet. It was kind of funny because Eleanor announced to me that she had learned that upon turning 18, she could now become a realtor and she could become a notary public.
Oh.
So I was like, well, you got that going for you. Uh-huh. I cannot imagine her being a realtor of all things. But yeah, it is a change. Another thing that made it hit home is we got a school email and it's like, okay, here's the calendar for next school year.
Mm.
And I was getting ready to print it out. And then I thought, I don't need that calendar.
No, you will never look at it again.
No, no.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So it'll be even more of a change, obviously, when she leaves home.
Yeah.
But it is that thing where, you know, it's just, I'm fascinated by it. I feel like it's going to come so soon with Jack, and he's only 13. I'm already like anticipating.
No, the days are long, but the years are short.
Yeah.
It's really true. But one thing I say now, because Eliza's out of college, is there is a special joy for adult children.
Mm.
It's different, but it's just as great. It's just different. But that is great. I think people don't talk about that as much, the satisfaction of being the parent of adult children.
Yeah.
Or kind of young adult children.
Well, and the other thing is, I mean, it's just so much easier to be in touch now. So it's like you can just text all daily, multiple times a day.
Yes.
Talk whenever. It's not the same as when we were 18.
Well, I really noticed that when Eliza went to college, that it's like for us, it was such an arduous thing to call home. It was always sort of a big deal. Whereas now you might, and some people say that's too much. Like people are in too much contact and people aren't, you know, kids aren't becoming independent and stuff. But I think it's great, right? Because it's not such a big deal. You're just like, here's a funny picture of Barnaby, or here's this inside family joke that we've been going on, or, you know, just some like silly thing, or some quick question. So it does feel like it's not as an abrupt demarcation, but it is.
It's a moment.
It's a milestone.
It's a moment.
It's a moment.
Well, happy birthday to Eleanor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Gretchen, finally, what is our quotation this week?
Okay, this is a quotation, Elizabeth. I want to know if you agree with the sentiment expressed by this. This is E.M. Forster in the essay, A Book That Influenced Me. I suggest that the only books that influence us are those for which we are ready and which have gone a little farther down our particular path than we have got ourselves. I suggest furthermore that when you feel that you could almost have written the book yourself, that's the moment when it's influencing you. You are not influenced when you say, how marvelous, what a revelation, how monumental. Oh, you are being extended. You are being influenced when you say, I might have written that myself if I hadn't been so busy.
Interesting. I mean, the kind of book he's talking about, when you say how marvelous, it plants a seed, which then leads to the influencing down the road.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree and disagree.
I think that's a great point. So, Elizabeth, are you feeling more happier?
Yes, I am feeling more happier. Thank you to Chuck. Gretchen's on Instagram at Gretchen Rubin, and she's now on TikTok at Gretchen Rubin, and I'm on Instagram at Liz Kraft. Our email address is podcast@gretchenrubin.com. And for everything related to this episode, links, photos, and more, go to happiercast.com. Bye, Gretch.
Bye, Elizabeth. The best time to start a happiness project is 20 years ago. The second best time is now. Elizabeth, I thought of you because I read this very funny article about competitive tablescapes. You can enter these competitions for your tablescapes. And I thought, okay, one day, Elizabeth, atmosphere growth.
That's my dream.
She's going to be going to the state fair with her arrangements.
Yeah, so the thing you realize about, to be a good tablescaper, you need a lot of storage.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's a dream.
Yeah, like a whole barn.
You really do.
Yeah. From the Onward Project.